You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm going to blow your socks off here, Mac. Are you ready for this one? I already read it to Dusty, so he's not going to be amused as much as you are on this one, okay? Listen to this. This is from our friends on the FanDuel on X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones and the Colts today. Daniel Jones and the Colts today, right? First drive, field goal. Second drive, touchdown. Third drive, touchdown. Fourth drive, field goal. Fifth drive, field goal. Sixth drive, touchdown. Seventh drive, field goal. You're laughing. Hold on, please, okay? Okay. And I want to look
wait,
at but wait.
There's more.
Oh, there's a lot more. There is a lot more, okay? Calm down.
Okay, taking a breath.
Take a breath.
Yep. Okay.
Don't look like you're just kind of in shock a little bit, okay? No other quarterback this century has scored on every possession of a game.
What? What?
Did they just sign DeAndre Hopkins?
The guy who trips over himself. Oh, my.
That is fun with trivia, my friends.
That is. That's great.
You know that is an answer to a trivia question.
You know what that is?
Stats.
That's stats, Meg.
No other quarterback has scored on every drive they've had this century. Now, wow. It's only been 25 years, still, obviously, but still. You would have thought Mahomes, Allen, Burrow,
hey, man,
Lamar, Peyton. Tom,
someone,
somebody would have got out there and scored points on every one of their possessions. Daniel Jones is the only quarterback this century to score on every drive.
I love football.
But that's a baseball stat. That's like the Ted Williams stat that I was telling you about when Mac was gone a couple of weeks ago. Ted Williams is the only person to come to at bat, I think it was, three times in one inning and not get a hit.
Wow. One inning? Jeez.
Right. Ted Williams, if I'm That's not crazy. Mistaken, and I saw it on X.
Or the other stat to it, like they walked him three times or something?
He like walked twice and something else, or maybe, it was like a sack.
Either way, it's really bizarre.
It's bizarre, yeah. You bat three times in one inning and you don't get a hit. And then I think the other stat that I saw about Ted Williams, it's wild, he never led the league in hits.
Damn.
Yeah, average, yes.
Yes, hits, no.
You know, what's weird is one time this guy named Fernando Tatis, he had two grand slams in one inning,
That's
and then
right.
he gave birth to his son, who would later become a stud.
That's right.
So you had a wedding this weekend with two reactions?
Yeah, so shout out Josh and Laura, great wedding, and we'll do more about that in the brioche of the weekend, but like this was one where you could just see the love, man. It was awesome. It's so much fun, and we just had a great time. So shout out Josh and Laura. They're getting ready to go on their honeymoon today. And so I had two reactions from people at the wedding about the Chiefs on Friday night. And I want to know where everybody kind of falls on this one, because I do think you're either one or the other on this one. Guy number one, I like what I saw from the Chiefs. Clean up a few things, we'll be fine. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I like that. That's kind of where I fall. Guy number two, oh my God, I'm completely worried. I just don't know what's going to happen. We're screwed. And two guys, same wedding, completely different responses. Which guy are you?
Oh, I'm guy two.
You're guy two.
Yeah, okay. You have no running game. Your secondary is kind of questionable. Your defensive line gets no pressure. Your wide receiver one is suspended for another 5 weeks. Your wide receiver two is what I would think is out for the year. I am 100% worried.
You're guy number two. Mac, on this one? Are you guy number one or are you guy number two on this one?
Yeah, I'm guy number two right now.
You are?
Yeah, no, for sure. I would very worried maybe is a little much, but yeah, no, I'm worried. I mean, this team is different than years past. I don't think this is like, oh yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll get fixed. And yeah, it's Mahomes and company. Like, this team's a little different.
Let me ask you guys this question. What's different about what we saw on Friday night than what we saw against the Lions a couple of years ago in the opener, where Chris Jones was sitting up in the booth next to those, you know, nitwits in the bad JCPenney suits when they lost that game to Detroit? What's the big difference for you in that game versus what we saw the other night against the Chargers? Because I think they're very mirror image, if you will, of games. Nothing left to be desired. Not a lot that you really want to take away from that game. It's a loss. You just want to kind of move on from that thing. It was just a bad opener, right? Just a bad performance. What's the difference for you guys from that Lions opener versus that opener?
Last year's Lions?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Well, 2 years ago, you beat yourselves because Kadarius Toney dropped two massive plays. One ended up in a pick six, and you had your best offensive player in a booth with two nerds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of excuses there. This one, yeah.
And Travis Kelce was out.
And Travis Kelce was out.
But also Rashi Rice and, yeah, you know, Xavier Worthy were out of this game, right? Yeah.
So
Kelsey's coming back the next week.
Yeah.
And I will say in this game, and I do go back to what DJ had to say earlier about how, you know, it's a division game. We lose track of that. Correct. You played in Brazil. Correct. Mm-hmm. Those are whatever. But that Chargers team, from the flip of the coin, was not afraid of your Chiefs team.
No, they weren't.
There was no fear in their eyes. There was no nothing. There was, you know, nothing there. It was a well-coached game by Jim Harbaugh. They didn't run the ball. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like Omarion Hampton, who was supposed to have 100 yards, like Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl. He ran for 57 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It was their quarterback that beat you and your defense that allowed them to just sit back and pick apart your defense. This secondary is a question mark. This defensive line is a question mark. Bob, they looked slow. Mm-hmm. They looked lost. And that is a Spags defense that has always been in Spags we trust. Bend, don't break. They bent a lot, and they bent too much, and they gave up too much time in possession. Again, the Chargers almost 6 minutes with the ball longer than the Chiefs. That's crucial. The Chiefs, out of their gameplay. And I get it. Xavier Worthy is out. But till my ears have bled, have always heard the Chiefs say, yeah, it's next man up mentality. We know what we're going to do if this happens. We always think of the doom and gloom, because if it does happen, which it can in the NFL very easily, we've got to move on. They did not move on.
No.
They were shocked. They looked lost. They looked slow. They looked out of place. And it's not like it gets any easier, not just next week, but for the next 7 weeks.
No,
it does not get any easier.
It is not an easy stretch of schedule. But also, too, in that game against the Lions, that's where we were first blessed with Juwan Taylor starting early, too, right? Like, that was the game that kind of shined the spotlight on all of that as well. So you had the Juwan Taylor stuff in the Lion game. You had the Juwan Taylor stuff of this game. I thought in the Lion game, they kind of looked out of sorts as well. And I think sometimes for this team, like, they've had so much success, I think there are certain times where you just think you're going to win, right? You Bob Fesco the thing up, right? You believe your press clippings. You're 35-0. You're 17-0. You start to believe a lot of that stuff. And sometimes you get jacked in the mouth, and then you're like, oh, okay, I totally get it now. I'm not doing what I need to be doing. We got to figure this thing out. Secretly, I'm sure that there has been stuff that Andy Reid has been preaching in practice, because I know for a fact – When Bill Self was, you know, running roughshod over the Big 12 and they were winning 14 in a row, he'd chuckle at times when they would lose a game, because he'd be like, see, now you're going to start listening to what I have to say. This was before NIL and players actually cared, and they would listen to the head coach, right? Now we're in the pro ranks, and I guarantee you there is stuff that's going on with this team that Andy Reid has wanted them to be diligent about. They weren't diligent about it. They went out there, they got their ass beat on Friday night, and now Andy Reid can open his meeting on Monday morning and say, this is the stuff I've been telling you guys about. Are you going to listen now? Because it didn't go so well, you doing it your way. And so it happens in the first game. It's so magnified, like every first game of every season. If this was a Week 7 game, we'd all be like, it's Week 7, no big deal. But it's the first one, and it didn't leave a great taste in all of our mouths, and we need that game to come on Saturday or Sunday quicker than we've ever needed another game for the Chiefs.
From the 816, somebody on I-70 is guy number 2 and 3. Some guy driving to work on I-70 with his Chiefs flag flying upside down.
Oh, no. Is that on purpose, or is that like...
Oh, come on. You don't put a Chiefs flag in your car upside down on accident. He woke up Saturday morning and said, the hell with this.
Yeah, he did. He's mad. He is mad at that. And so, like, yeah, first game sucked, but you know what? We're still the Chiefs, right? We're still this team that we still have to believe in and have faith in because of one bad performance. They happen all the time. It's just we have been so spoiled, we're not used to it, and we don't know how to respond when we get our ass kicked.
I thought the team would know how to respond a little bit better. They had four months to think about it, dwell on it. We talked about it. Revenge tour. This roster's better. It's deeper. Mm-hmm. And then they go out flat. And that's just it's frustrating.
I wonder if they were flat.
If guy number two said Chief sucks, I'm frustrated. Which I'm guy number two.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off. We've talked about the same problems for now 3 seasons. Nothing's fixed. Running game sucks. We have offensive line issues. This defensive line, Mike Dana, Derek Nnadi, and Charles Omenihu. 68 pass rush snaps, Bob. You want to know their combined win percentage? 0% win rate. 68 pass rush snaps. There's not a Rashee Rice coming up from suspension in week 6 on that defense. There's no one to save them.
Nope.
Jadeveon Clowney?
But we don't know about Law and Gelati. Like, yeah, we don't know. Like, we don't know if they're going to be good. I mean, it's one game into an NFL career for those guys. So we don't know. Like, you're not going to hit the ground running and be a finished product in week one for whatever team that you are. Look, Buffalo, like, they won that game. Fantastic.
Yes.
They got to be looking in the mirror going, holy crap, we had to score 41 just to get a win over them. And they're lucky that dude missed the field goal, you know, for Baltimore late, clanked off the upright. If that goes in, they don't win that game. But if you're Buffalo this morning, you just gave up 40, man. Like, great, you got the win, and that's important, and that's all that matters. But is that Buffalo defense going to be sustainable for the rest of the year? What about Cincinnati?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Like, if you're waking up in Cincinnati, yeah, we got the win. Thank God. We scored 17 points on the Browns? Like, you know, that can't be a great feeling right now. And if you're Baltimore, you're like, damn, we scored 40. Like yeah. Both Baltimore and Buffalo are waking up this morning going, holy crap, what the hell just went on there last night? Like, there's a lot of warts on a lot of teams right now in the NFL. That's what happens after week one. So you can't get too high. You can't get too low. If it starts to become a pattern, then it's something that we need to discuss.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.